13 patients die in a fire at a COVID ICU in a hospital in the Palghar district near Mumbai in Maharashtra. With over 3.14 lakh daily COVID cases, India records the highest one-day spike globally. Prime Minister Modi today will hold review meetings with chief ministers of the worst-hit states as well as oxygen manufacturers. Situation in the national capital worsens. Over 306 COVID deaths, highest in 24 hours, over 26,000 new cases in the national capital. The positivity rate jumps past the 35% mark, currently at 36.24%. And as India gasps for breath, hospitals move court on the shortage of oxygen. The Supreme Court takes up the matter. Suomoto tells the centre that it wants a national policy on oxygen supply, drugs and vaccination. The French Prime Minister says France is past its third wave. The peak appears to be behind us. He says he's put curbs on travellers coming from India, South Africa, Brazil, Argentina and Chile. We are beginning today's broadcast with news that is coming in from Maharashtra. This is disturbing news coming in of 13 coronavirus patients who were admitted in an ICU who've died as a result of the fire, of a fire that broke out in the hospital ICU last night. This incident has taken place in the Palghar district at a hospital which is about 70 kilometers from Mumbai. My colleague Sohit joins us with the very latest. Sohit, I beg your pardon, we're told the fire broke out late at night at a hospital by the name of Vijay Vallabh Hospital, triggering massive chaos and panic among patients. How many patients were admitted? How many have been affected? And what happens to the remaining patients, Sohit?
Well, Rishika, what we know as of now is that the fire, the incident happened around 3:13 in the morning. And this is a four-story building in Virar, that is around 60 to 70 kilometers from Mumbai. And the fire incident happened on the second floor of the building. And fire has been caught in the ICU and AC duct due to short circuit. 13 patients is what we know as of now who were present in the ICU when the fire broke out. And 13 people have died. There were 5 or 6 other people who have been shifted to other places. And it took almost 1 to 1.5 hours for the fire brigade to bring the fire under control. At around 5:20 a.m. in the morning, the fire was got under the control, but till then, 13 people have lost their lives. Now, the remaining patients, few of them have been shifted, and now it would be very important to see that what was the exact reason of the fire, were there the fire equipment that was working properly in the hospital or not, because this was the second incident in the last 3 days where due to some technical issues, people have been losing their lives in the hospital. Now we know what is the condition as of now to get a bed or to get an admission in the hospital. People are struggling a lot, and after that, if you get an admission due to these reasons, if there are losses of life, it means that the things are not as safe.
Several parts of India are dealing with I beg your pardon, an oxygen emergency. The Supreme Court has taken up the case on its own, saying that 6 high courts are doing their best, but there is some confusion and therefore they may withdraw some issues from the High Court and take cognizance of the matter themselves. The Supreme Court has told the centre that it wants a national plan on oxygen supply, essential drugs and vaccination, and has empowered states to declare local lockdowns. The bench comprising of Justices L. Nageshwara Rao and S. Ravindra Bhatt issued notices to the central government on these issues and appointed senior advocate Harish Salve as the amicus curiae. The High Court have passed certain orders which may have the effect of accelerating and prioritizing the services to certain set of people and slowing down the availability of these resources to certain other groups where the groups are local, regional or otherwise, urging the Supreme Court to allow the High Courts to deal with COVID-19 related issues at a local level. The Supreme Court Bar Association has filed an application in the Supreme Court.